My name is An Xijiang. I was born in China, in Beijing, in 1949, just after the new China established. My parents both went to Yan'an, the Chinese revolutionary base, after the Long March in 1938. So my parents both know Mao, if I still say Chairman Mao. When I got started with a group of young secondary school students in Beijing, we were searching very, very hard to find military uniforms. We created ourselves have red armbands with a Red Guard word, or even have print of Mao's face. There's Mao's picture along with Marx and Engels, Lenin, Stalin, and Sun Yat-sen from 1949. Every single school, classroom, factory, government buildings, and everywhere, there always are five figures portrayed of Mao in the middle. And in National Day in the Tiananmen Square, they will have a huge portrait of Sun Yat-sen opposite the Mao's painting permanently on the Tiananmen building. So Mao as a figure at that time is everywhere. But from 1966, his image changed because he became a great revolutionary marshal or general. He wear army uniform, he wear army hats, and he even wear Red Guards, red bands. And from that time, his picture always carried out until he died, I think, is his picture. He wear all green military uniforms. In 1966, we were all in a fighting mood. We all feel we are the ones. We are going to sacrifice ourselves to Chairman Mao, to the Chinese Communist Party, to New China. Of course, they're in the end, this kind of worship, I think, is became very, very bad and very unhealthy. They're not thinking back. Maybe we are brainwashed. People even put badges on the skin, pin on the skin, under the clothes. I went Yunnan for Long March, Red Guard Long March, in the end of 1966. I remember the only thing I took with me, I know is useful, is Chairman Mao's 4x6 print, and he was wearing military uniform in black and white. I took it with me on the Long March to the Yunnan province. I gave each one to every single family. So that time it made me realize, actually, now that time is the real time people worshiping him as a god. Not before the Cultural Revolution, I think. I was in China early this year, and I went to a bookshop and bought a Chairman Mao's portrait. Just same portrait I saw from when I was a young teenager. I was very surprised you still can buy it. I think Mao's portrait disappeared after Cultural Revolution. People no longer need to have to have his portrait on their rooms or their classroom or factories. Cultural Revolution was totally, totally condemned by the party, by China, same time by people themselves. I think people couldn't really bear to see any portrait of him with army uniform he took during the Cultural Revolution. So Mao's portrait seemed to me, still people have it, is because they want to remember themselves, their youth, the way they gave themselves to their country. Mao's time is time our generation grow up. You give all your life, your energy, your sincerity, and your youth to that period you really believed, you really gave your everything to build a new China.